For years, the world has watched in awe as Superman has used his amazing array of superpowers. Strength that can move mountains, speed that outpaces light, and X-ray vision that can see through steel. And the world has always believed that Superman would never be the same if he lost one of these incredible talents. Yet, when the Man of Steel loses them all, he seems even stronger than before as he acquires
Superman's Mystery Power!
Superman, how can you help us fight crime now that you've lost all your powers?
Don't worry, Commissioner. My one new power is all I need. Just listen to those crooks around the corner.
Whim! Pow! Ow! Help! Superman! Please call off your new power!
One day, as reporter Clark Kent, secretly Superman, is at work in the office of the Daily Planet.
Clark, is it my imagination, or do you feel the building swaying, too?
I certainly do. And my X-ray and telescopic vision show disturbances deep down in the bedrock that supports all Metropolis. This is a job for Superman.
Moments later, having secretly changed to his mighty super role, the Man of Steel shears through the Earth's surface and bores downward through layers of subterranean rock. Finally, at the flaming core of the Earth.
It's lucky I can withstand these sun-hot fires. They've eaten a gap in the roof of rock above, and some of the flames are melting the substratum of stone that supports Metropolis. There's only one thing I can do to save the city.
Soon.
This flame-proof chrysolite should seal the gap and keep the flames of that raging inferno from contact with Metropolis's bedrock.
As Superman bores upward,
a midget spaceship. It was probably piloted by a tiny race from some far planet and crashed to Earth eons ago. The dust of passing ages must have buried it deeper and deeper. It would make an interesting trophy.
Suddenly,
wham!
What? It blew up at my touch. Some strange power must have been coursing through its hull. Fortunately, I'm invulnerable, so it didn't affect me in any way.
That's what you think, Superman. Somewhat later, as the Man of Steel prepares to nab fleeing crooks.
These rays are coming from my fingers. What can they be?
It's Superman. Speed her up and smash into him.
We'll just smash up the car, but we might as well try.
Wham!
I tried to stop that car, but I couldn't. I've lost my super strength.
We brush him aside like a fly. He can't hurt us. Let's try to get him for good now.
But when the criminals fire at Superman, the bullets bounce off him harmlessly.
Thank heavens, my body is still invulnerable, even though I've lost my super strength. Yet it's humiliating to have those cheap hoods use me for a target. I wish I could land them in jail. I wish...
An instant later,
my fingers getting brighter and brighter. And now that burst of brilliance and...
What? What's that?
I can't believe it. Help! We give up. Take us to jail.
Somewhat later, as reporters interview the terrified crooks in jail.
You mean he just stood there and this new power reached out and...
Yeah, just like we said. I know it sounds crazy. You gotta see it yourself to believe it.
News of Superman's new power spreads like wildfire. And wherever he goes...
Boys, all I know is that my new power must have something to do with that spaceship I touched. I just wish and my fingers glow brighter and...
And presto, the new power comes. You told us you've lost all your other powers, Superman. But what difference does that make, so long as you have that one?
Suddenly, as an army vehicle passes by...
Superman! Thank heavens you're here. A sudden jolt set off the firing mechanism of this cannon, and it's jammed. It will go off any second.
I'll have to use my new power. Now you'll be able to see it in action. See? A tiny replica of myself. The people who made that spaceship were very advanced in science. They must have developed a force that enabled them to project an image of themselves anywhere they wanted.
As the proxy Superman flies into the cannon's mouth to prevent the shell from shooting out...
It's like telepathy. All my powers are now embodied in that midget duplicate of myself, which I can project anywhere.
A little later, as Superman explains his theory of his new power...
The only trouble is that all my powers have been transferred to that doll-sized replica of the real me. So while I have the new power, it has absorbed all my old ones. You should have seen the way it handled those crooks.
But everyone has forgotten Superman. All they talk about is his new power. That evening, as the latest news flashes atop the Daily Planet Tower...
Superman's ally dazzles. It's terrific. He just holds out his hands and suddenly it appears.
Everyone's impressed except me. Don't they understand how I feel? Playing second fiddle to a miniature duplicate of myself. A sort of super imp.
Then, as another news flash circles the tower...
Giant guided missile plummeting toward Eiffel Tower. Watch Superman's hands. He's going to use his new power again. That midget is cute.
Cute? What nonsense. Don't they realize it's not alive, but just a force I materialize in my image, which borrows my superpowers?
Split seconds later, thousands of miles away in Paris.
Wham!
The Eiffel Tower, saved by Superman's new power. It is incredible. Never has the world seen anything like it.
Next morning, as the earthbound Superman walks by the harbor.
A fire in the boiler room of that ship. This is a job for Psi. Superman's new power. I'll direct my tiny partner to enter the ship's boiler room by flying down one of its smokestacks.
Yes, small as it is, Superman's projected alter ego has giant powers.
Phew, Superman's midget duplicate sure did a big job using super breath to blow out the fire.
As the days pass, Superman's picture disappears from Metropolis papers and...
Don't they realize it's me projecting my thoughts and powers? I commanded that infernal imp to capture that bandit.
Daily, Superman proxy, outwits hold-up man. Then, amazingly, one afternoon on a Metropolis street...
You! Give me that payroll briefcase or I'll blow the whole street up.
Must use my new power and... What? What? This is incredible. My midget image is doing exactly what I was about to order it to do. Unravel that sweater and use the wool to spin a cocoon at super speed. He's harmless now. That wool cocoon has secured the grenade to the lamppost. But my proxy did it before I was aware of commanding him to do it. It's acting out my thoughts before I put them into words. I'm no longer Superman. I'm just a place for that strange form to occupy. I must get rid of it. But how?
And then, one night, as Superman confronts a new emergency, he gets an idea.
A shower of meteorites heading for Metropolis. And one of them contains kryptonite, a substance that can destroy me. I
I'll order my image to save the city from the meteors. And if the kryptonite should destroy him, well, that's his tough luck.
Moments later, as Superman watches his midget twin soar toward the deadly kryptonite...
Great Scott! It's handling the emergency just as I would. Using another meteor to deflect the kryptonite meteor so it falls harmlessly in an isolated area. I'll contact the Civil Defense Office and have them pick it up.
However, before authorities arrive...
Look, enough kryptonite to kill Superman.
Let's get it, quick!
Somewhat later...
Superman's coming now. He'll never be able to get out of the way in time. When he notices it, he'll be too weak to move. Ready? Aim! Fire!
Shortly... That kryptonite heading for me can kill me. Already too close for me to get out of its path. Those rays, that imp... He's beating it like rat deserting sinking ship.
However...
It's riding astride the kryptonite. Using its last strength. Shifting its weight from side to side. Throwing meteor off balance and steering it away.
It's fading into nothingness. The kryptonite disintegrated it forever. It sacrificed itself for me, riding the meteor into the sea where it can't harm me.
The moment the tiny image completely disappears...
I have my regular superpowers back again. I'm my old self.
Later...
I wonder, did it have a life of its own which it sacrificed for me? Or was it just carrying out my thoughts before I could put them into words? I'll never know.